I know I am God. Yes, I know I am God. I know that I am the creative cause of the universe. I know that every person existing is the creative cause of their universe. Every one of us bring forth in our world exactly who and what we are. And when we are wonderful, fantastic, glorious, magnificent, then we are really amazing. But we're only amazing if we think that we're amazing. We're only fantastic if we think that we're fantastic, because we can pretend that we don't know these things. We can pretend that these things are sort of invisible to us. We can pretend that we are living in a universe filled with all this magic, and we don't get much of it, but we get a little bit of it. We can pretend that, and we do pretend that. And as we pretend that, what are we pretending? What are we really aware of in our world? What are we really aware of in our universe? What are we really aware of? Are we aware how being God means that we have a special response? If we're saying, I am a stone, the stone has within it its parameters. If we say, I am an animal, the animal has within it its parameters. If we say, I am a human being, the human being has within it its parameters, whatever they are that we built into it. If we say that I am God, wow, we're opening up our inner doorway to our inner beingness, to our inner reality, to all that is. You see, we are, when we say we're God, we are the stone, we are the flower, we are the plant, we are the animal, we are the human, we are divine. We are all these things. And as we are all these things, we find them so exciting, so revealing and so rewarding. We think, what a wonderful world to live in when I can say, I am God. I am the allness. I am the totality of life. I am everything that goes on and everything that ever could go on. I am all that is all. I am God. And when you say, I am God, the door of heaven and earth are open before you. The reality of all life is open before you. You are no longer what you were just a moment before. You are now the allness. One moment you might think that you're human and you live in the human attitude and the limitations that it has, or the animal attitudes, or the beingness attitude, or whatever it may be. You may live in that, but is that where you want to stay? Is that where you want to dwell all of the days of your existence? And the days of your existence are eternal. We never die. We are always living. We are immortal. We are all. That's what God is. That's what the divine is. Now, is God a he or a she, or is God an out there beingness? No, God is an in-here beingness, right inside of me, right inside of you, right inside of everything that exists. Because being that God created everything, God is in everything, as everything, God expresses everything, and being that God is everything, then God is in me, and God is me. And I am God. Now, can I express all of God right now? Can I express some of God right now? Can I be the divine God right now? Or do I have to just express a little bit of it because I only deserve a little bit of it? Can you imagine in the ocean to say there's no water? That's the ocean's nature, to be all water. Can you imagine to say on land that there is no air? That's land's nature to have air. Can you say on land are people and animals and stones and dirt and all sorts of things? Yes, that's what the earth is all about. And when we say that, we are in what the earth is all about. We are doing what the earth is all about. We are the earth, and we are expressing as that. When I say I am God, because I know that I am God, because God is all, then no matter what it is I want to think about, no matter what it is I want to imagine in my mind, that's what I am. No matter what it is I want to have in my consciousness and bring forth in my experienced world around me, I am that. Whether it's great riches or great health, or whether it is doing whatever my mind considers doing, whatever it does, I am that. Now, why am I ever not that? Is God ever not all? No, God is always all. Are you ever not all? No, you are always all. Then why is it that you and I don't always express all the allness that we are? Why are we not expressing the Godness in all things that we are? Why don't we do that? Well, we don't do that because we haven't opened our eyes to see that that is the truth. We don't have to earn it or understand it. We don't have to go into great machinations trying to figure out how we are God and how we express God and how can I be aware of my divinity? How can I enjoy my divinity? How can I be the divine God that I am in all circumstances? How do I do it? Just let go. Let go and let the divine be you and let you be the divine. Whenever you say I can or I can't do something, then you can or you can't do something. It's as simple as that. Whenever you say I am God or I am human, you are whatever you name yourself. And you act like it, you look like it, you think like it, you have its attitudes, you have its conditions. What condition do you put on a human body? What conditions do you put on a divine body? What conditions do you put on yourself as God? What conditions do you put on yourself as a human being? You see, these are just all the way the world goes around. Now, we need not be limited by what we consider a human being. We need not be limited in any way by anything that is not including all that we are, the allness that we are when we say, I am God. When I say, I am God, I just know that, and I say, I am God, I am the... Now, would you want to ever say that God is something less than all? Would you ever want to say that God cannot do some things? Would you ever want to say that God will not do something at any time? Would you want to ever say that God is limited in any way? Well, the same goes for you. The same goes for me. I can never say that I am limited in any way. Even though I appear to have a human body, even though I appear to have a human body that has frailties to it, even though I have a human body that has magnificence to it, ho, 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 even though I have a human body that's fantastic, yes, it always can be more fantastic. Whereas the divine God is the all, and it's no more, no less. It is always all. It is always complete and whole and perfect. And it is the illusion of the relative, or it is the reality of the allness. The more I can train myself in recognizing that I am the allness, the more I train myself by saying, I am God, God I am. The more I train myself by saying, I am the divine. The more I train myself to say, I know I am God. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. The more I inculcate that into my consciousness as the only words that I know, the more I will enjoy being that at all times, under all circumstances, and delight in that, because that's what I am. That's what I am. That's what I know, and that's what I think about. I know I'm God. I know that all in the universe is God. Everything is God expressing itself, being itself, enjoying itself, and having more fun than a barrel of monkeys. And it is just wonderful, because that's our reality. Today, you can claim that for yourself, as I claim it for myself, just by saying, I know I am God. And when I say, I know I am God, I am saying that that is my reality. I am saying that that is exactly what I like.
In the middle of an earthquake.
Exactly what I like. Exactly all that I want to be. That's my reality. Have a good day, and let it be your reality, too. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. With all my heart and soul, I love you.